All right, well, we are just about to head into that time of year where we all start to hibernate, drag a load of twigs in and get ready for a good long snooze. We've also got Christmas coming up when we're all going to eat far too much and we're going to come out of it into January going, well, I need to do some things. I need to get some exercise and I need to lose weight. How about a 200-mile bike ride to raise money for one of our best-known local charities, East Anglia's Children's Hospices. They have a bike ride coming up in May. It's their Ride for Life. Jessica Mallett is an events fundraising assistant with EACH, and she joins me on the line now. Jessica, hi.
Hi, Neil. How
are
you doing?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. You've had a tough time, it's fair to say. We've seen the news stories over throughout the pandemic. EACH has had a tough time, hasn't it? How are you all doing at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. With the close of our retail shops, that was a big hit for us because it's quite a large bit of income. And also not being able to do events as well was a massive hit. So, but we've had a lot of support in the lead up and we're definitely this summer getting back on track. And that's what we're leading up to now for next summer to make it have as many activities as possible.
Excellent. Now, for the completely uninitiated who have never heard of EACH, and I can't believe there's anybody around this area who hasn't, but just remind us what it is you do.
So EACH, we have three hospices across East Anglia. So the Nook in Norfolk, the Treehouse in Suffolk, and then Milton in Cambridge. And we offer support for families and children and young people living with life-threatening conditions. So there's quite a lot that the hospices do. It's not just about end-of-life care, it's actually supporting the families during and even after children have passed away. So it's a big charity doing lots of different things.
Indeed, and great things, because everyone who ever goes there or has any interaction with EACH, it's wonderful when you go there. And that's the that's the beautiful thing about this, isn't it? It's not a sad thing that you know, your places are not sad places. They're full of life and hope, and it's an amazing thing that you do.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of people think that it's like another hospital, but it really isn't. It's all around. We do lots of art therapy. We do lots of activities for the family as well as the children who are ill. So it's a big sort of community thing. Lots of other families get together. We have memory days to remember all of the children. And even though it's sad, it's a great way of bringing people together and really just supporting each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And as you just said at the start, you know, whenever you do anything that is so well received in that way, never comes cheap, does it? And I know you've got a lot of fundraising, as you say, good old chunk of it coming from the shops, which are now back and open. Yeah,
they are all open now.
Excellent. But now we've got this Ride for Life coming up next May, so we've got a bit of time to plan for this, but tell us what the event's all about.
So the Ride for Life is over 3 days, so the 6th to the 8th of May, so it's a Friday to Sunday. It starts in Snetterton, Norfolk, and then ends there also, but goes all the way through Suffolk and Cambridgeshire. Because it's 200 miles, it's quite intensive, so that's why we want to get people to sign up nice and early, because it is something you have to train for. Also, there are one-day options available, so if you do feel 200 miles is just too much, you can go for a one-day, which is around 70 miles.
That's not too bad, he said.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it's still... But that does, as you say, that would perhaps work for some people who really are saying, well, look, you know, I haven't ridden a bike in years, and I would like to get fit, but 200 miles is probably a bit too much. So in terms of the actual event, then, it's over this weekend. Is it just a case of you're going to meet up at Snetterton, fire a gun, everyone goes off and you'll meet them when they get back? Or how is it going to work?
Well, we've got a company called Chapeau Events who have supported us before, and they are literally amazing. So they will be with their vans and all their equipment following us. We have rest stops, so we'll have 3 rest stops each day, so there's lots of nice breaks and snacks and refreshments for those doing the 3 days. So 2 of the nights there'll be hotels are provided in the tickets, so we'll all be staying together. Lots of time everyone has a nice drink after the end of the day, has a bit of a chat, so it's really all sort of social event, particularly for people who are such avid cyclists. It's nice to meet new people as well and raise money for EACH too.
Yeah, indeed. Now, this, I mean, as you say, getting back out there, which we're starting to do now, this is a great event, as you say, if you're into cycling or if you're perhaps a company and you want to get back into some sort of team building event, this is a great way to spend weekend with colleagues and make new friends as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We've had people before doing it as like big businesses, so all colleagues doing it together. And often, like, their companies have done match funding as well, which has been brilliant. So they've said, oh, anything you raise, we'll match it, which just makes such a huge difference. And really, it's nice to be able to do something with colleagues outside of work.
Indeed, indeed. All right, so people are thinking, well, this could be a thing. What are you looking for? Are you looking for individuals or is it teams? If it's teams, how many?
Individuals, teams, anyone. So there's no sort of criteria. If even if you've never done much cycling, it is definitely something you can work up to. We've got Chapeau have given us sort of training guides, so for those real beginners, they can really then build up. So if you want to sign up now, it is possible for you to be able to train and be able to do the 200 miles, even if you don't cycle loads.
Okay, all right. Now, is there, I presume there's a registration fee and some sponsorship, is there?
So for the full 3 days, it's £100 because that includes hotels and everything. But then if you just want to do the 1 days, it's a smaller fee. So yeah, there you have options.
Fantastic, fantastic. All right, now, if people want to get involved and do this, what's the best way to do it? Head to your website?
So you can go directly to the Ride for Life 2022 by following the link on www.each.org.uk/RideForLife2022, and that will take you straight there. And then there's further information on the website about the locations and that kind of thing.
Okay, and if people have got questions about it, they can ask you ahead of time before they sign up, can they? They can just drop you emails and
Yeah,
things.
so it's on the website, but you can email me at events@each.org.uk.
Fantastic. Now, is there a deadline for registrations, or is there a maximum number of people that you can take?
We're saying deadline at least a month before the event. Ideally, we'd like people sort of by the beginning of next year to be signed up because of you wanting to train for it. And maximum number, really, we don't have a set number. It's one of those things. Chapeau events have done quite big events, so if we do have loads of people signing up, then we're happy to be able to make room for it.
Okay, and one thing I haven't asked you is the route itself. Is it a fairly major route type thing, or are we going to be heading off down country lanes?
So it's going to be like road route mainly. So one of the things we say is it's not a mountain bike cycling event. So you will need a road bike one, ideally, because those are the kind of we're going to be on roads, and mountain bikes are a bit too heavy for that kind of terrain.
Brilliant. Then this is the point where a myth gets dispelled as well, isn't it? Where everybody says the thing about Norfolk, Suffolk, and Cambridge, they're all so flat. There's going to be the odd hill in there, and you're going to find it, I bet. But
Yes, definitely.
it sounds like huge fun. I can imagine that some corporates and some groups of people are going, do you know what? Yeah, let's do this. We all know the work that each does. God forbid that any of us ever, frankly, have to use you. I mean that in the nicest way. But if we
Oh,
can raise some
definitely.
money for you, that'd be amazing. Jessica, good luck with it. We'll touch base again a couple of times before the event in May. But for now, thanks ever so much for coming on and talking about it.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me, Neil.